Oh no.
I forgot to get the boys' white shirts out of the bag, and they're gonna get all wrinkled. No, I hate ironing dress shirts.
Of all the things to worry about.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to...
Shh, Mom is talking.
All right, so let's officially begin. My name's Andy. This is my wife. We are in a podcast.
The wife.
And you are watching...
Shh, Mom is talking.
I think I gotta get up now because you just knocked that over.
It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not close enough to your face. It's gotta be...
I know, but when you left it, when you adjusted everything and left, you left it right here, right in front of my face.
Oh, that should be good. I have headphones on for no reason. I can't hear you. I haven't done any leveling because we were rushed. Oh, that was loud. Okay.
I heard that.
That was really loud in my ears. All right, well, welcome everyone. This is episode 5 of...
Shh, Mom is talking.
Rudely interruption by phones and whatnot, but we are live, as you guys can see. I'm glad that you guys are here. Thank you so much, everyone on Instagram. Thank you so much, everyone on Facebook.
Can I do it like this?
Like what?
Like this way?
It depends on... Yeah, you can do it that way. That's smart. I like that.
I hope that wasn't loud. I don't know.
It's always loud.
I just hit it like this.
Can you turn the ringer off?
Okay, right when I did this, it went dun dun.
That's odd. So we've got two different cameras that I set up. Next time I'll mess with that camera a little bit more, but nevertheless, that's as best as I can do. And then we've got the main wide, and I think it looks good. Hopefully it sounds good. I haven't been able to listen to how it sounds, so if people start yelling, oh, you didn't unmic, then we're going to have
whatever.
To
just
unmic. You sound good, Evie. I think you sound a little bit louder. Okay, so just to help you guys catch up, first of all, these are real flowers. Evie gave them to me. She's so sweet. Thank you. They're beautiful. I love flowers.
Wait, all you can see is the green. Let's turn it a little so you can see.
Okay, all right. This is super important. For everyone who is on the video, you need to make sure and see the flowers because it's the most important part. And there's a delay, so I'm sorry. Ooh, yeah, that looks way better. Okay, now that we've got... Is that a daisy? And a... What's this one? What's this flower? It's like orange.
It's an orange lily? Flower.
Lily? It looks like a lily. They're so pretty. Thank you, Evie. I appreciate you giving them to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, true love. I actually really like flowers. Quick story. Evie gave me my first bouquet of flowers two years ago.
I think so.
It was at work. No, it was 3 years ago. Almost 3 years ago.
No, but I yelled at you. That wasn't the very first time. I've given you flowers before.
Because I was mad at you?
Oh, your graduation.
Oh, yeah, graduation. Yeah, I think graduation was probably it.
That was probably the first time.
But you gave me flowers during... Valentine's one time.
Yeah.
At my work, you delivered them to me. It was awesome.
That was the first time.
That was like the favorite thing ever. And everyone's like, ooh, who's your secret in my mind? It's like my wife. Anyway. This is my wife for all of those that are just tuning in. We've got 3 kids and a bun in the oven. And the reason why we're doing this is because I want to do something new. And so we're doing a podcast. And today we're going to be recapping all of last week. Basically it took us a week to refresh, to rest from that huge 8-9 day vacation that we went on. That was like super intense. And so we're going to talk about a couple of things with regards to that. And then we're going to open up to you guys to ask questions. Make sure you put your questions down below in the comments right now, 'cause I can scroll up and down them. I don't want to wait for them at all.
Comments,
so please
comments.
Get them going.
Hey, Devin.
Sometimes.
Which one should I look at? Which one?
This one.
But this one's on me right now.
But it's not. It's that one.
This. You. Hi.
Hi.
No, wait. This one.
Okay. People are. She's pointing at the wide one, and now she's pointing at the.
That's the Instagram.
At the close shot. And then the Instagram's up there. So let's not worry about the cameras. You just talk. I'll worry about the cameras. I got the whole production. By the way, thank you so much, All Games Played, for producing this content. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to have any of this. So for those that don't know, it's my channel. My YouTube channel.
We should
channel.
Have a button that goes burr, burr, burr.
Burr, burr. We could. I could tie it to this. We could do that eventually. But we're not at that point right now. We're not that sophisticated. We're still low-key.
I'll still do it.
Burr, burr, burr. Burr, burr, burr. So let's get started. So I wanted to go over this last week, what we were doing. I think the first and foremost.
No, I know how to start it out.
How?
We came back on a Sunday. Monday morning, I text the carpool saying, okay, we came home. We're ready to go for school. Oh, there's no school today.
Oh, yeah. We seriously could have gone another day.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, or the boys could have stayed at grandma's house.
For some reason, they had like a teacher's
some teacher conference day
thing. It was like a teacher day thing where.
And so I had the boys at home all day. You were working from home. Friends were coming over.
Oh, dude, it was a party over
all
here.
All week last week, I just burped and I can't look at you because it'll smell and be right in your face.
Well, I just zoomed the camera on you right when you burped. high quality stuff, guys, my friends. That's high quality.
What was I saying?
Yeah, I don't even know. You were talking about how many kids were here and how many.
Oh, and I, like Monday to maybe Thursday, I was not feeling good. So having all those kids over.
Yeah, that was not a fun thing. Plus, I had like three or four meetings.
Yeah,
and
you had
it was
meetings.
Like, so one kid came over, can Tono play? And then another kid come over, can Doherty play? And another kid come over, can Nick play? And everyone's like, oh, hey, James, you're here. Oh, hey, Carson, you're here. Let's all play. So I was like, oh, get out of my house.
Too many at the same time.
Too many at the same time.
But it was a nice day. We had them outside for most of the time.
I can't go to my live thing for my thing. Can I switch?
Weird. So that was Monday.
I can't go to my own live thing. That's not cool.
Who's awake?
Can you hear someone?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Can I see that?
Tuesday. I don't remember. Wednesday. We had an activity.
Yeah, we had
church.
A scouts activity.
Lots of food. Lots of fun. Still pretty sick. I was falling asleep at the activity. I ate and then like just sat in my chair like this.
Yeah, that was a tough day. But it was the meeting that we had for church, not church, for scouts was actually really fun. It was like a big end of the year bash. Isn't what?
No.
What do you describe it?
It was called the Blue and Gold Banquet.
Okay.
I thought that there were going to be more awards handed out. Nothing was handed out, huh?
No, there were no rewards. They just had like a big party where someone...
Just a big party. It was
someone
fun.
Someone came and brought tons of Legos. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, the kids had so much fun building cars. Race cars.
Yeah, they had like 1,000 different Lego wheels and... And he had like 5 or 6 different gigantic piles of Legos and you put them together and then he had kind of like a Pinewood Derby.
This guy easily
slide.
Probably brought like 1,000,000 Legos.
Maybe not 1,000,000.
1,000,000 Legos.
Not 1,000,000. I mean,
there were
there's a lot of
billions
1,000,000 is a
and
lot
billions
of Legos.
And billions.
There was probably 10,000. But billions. There was one of the moms there that was like, I bet my husband could do something like this.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's getting away with this. This is so easy.
So we can build that.
Where are you
we
going?
We can do that.
Okay, Evie's leaving. Let's get that close shot. Nice, nice close shot. Oh, man. That's,
it got stuck, guys.
That is some good quality sound.
It got stuck.
Oh, goodness.
My life flashed before my eyes.
So I wanted to...
Wait! Wednesday. What was Wednesday? Happened Wednesday?
I don't know. I was editing...
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So, other than that, I think I just edited a bunch of videos from Disneyland, but now Evie wants to share.
I was in bed all
the
day.
Big hurrah, the big surprise. Woohoo! So this week marked the first time that you met with your doctor, right?
Last week, yeah.
That's number three, guys. Yawn number three. So tell us how it went. So where did you go? Who was it with? How long did it take? What did they do?
It was a new office. First time being there.
Why? Why did we go to a new office?
I can't, don't want to drive to my old original doctor because she's too far. So we're somewhere new that's a little bit closer. I guess it's closer. I feel like it was the same distance.
Yeah, it was a little more north.
And then I got lost. And then when I got there, I was like, it was here next to the hospital. I've been in this building before. I was so mad.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Google took me like the weirdest way ever. Anyway.
But the reason why office. The reason why we're not going to our original OBGYN, and we talked about this in the other episodes, she doesn't deliver
and
anymore.
She doesn't deliver anymore. I forgot.
Yeah. And plus they don't come up north where we live.
Yeah.
So Evie had to go to a completely brand new person. That's kind of tough. Tell me about it, Evie. Was that stressful? Did you have anxiety when you had to change doctors? I mean, that's big. I mean, we've been with this OBGYN for 10 years.
Well, technically, I saw her like spring of 2009. Oh my gosh. It was kind of sad. I mean, well, the last time I saw her, I knew that was going to be the last time I saw her. But seeing or going to this new office, they choose the doctor for you. They all rotate. And it was interesting because it's a male doctor.
Yeah, they've never really had that. And I've never seen a structure of OBGYN where it's... They share the practice. It's one huge practice, right? Or are there multiple offices?
No, it's just one office, like one level of a office building. And there's eight or four. There's either four in American Fork and then four in Saratoga. Or there's eight and eight. I don't remember. But, and then whoever is on call the night you deliver is who you get. So... And then pretty much whoever, you know, if you're like, hey, I need to set an appointment for this day at this time, they're like, okay, you know, the only person available is so-and-so, that's who you get, so.
I don't know how I like that. It's like a communal thing.
If you want to stay and stick with one specific doctor, you just have to, like.
Come at their time specifically request them?
Whenever they can see you. Because remember Dr. Savage? I wanted to make an appointment with her, and it was like a month and a half out that I had to wait.
Oh, wow.
Because at our old office, she was the only OBGYN.
Wow. And now the practice has a couple, right?
Now I think there's two.
And then minus her, so maybe there were three, and now there's only two. But this place has eight. You went, and it's kind of like...
It was nice.
Roulette.
I liked it.
You get there, you get who you want, whatever.
The nurses were nice, too.
Was it...
And the girl that took my blood work was really cool.
So tell me about what they did. So you got into the office. This is your first visit. Prenatal pre-exam, right? This is
sign this paper. Read this paper. I was like, I don't know how to read. I can't think. It literally took me forever. She's like, are you done with those? I was like, no.
That's why you need me there, right?
And then the homegirl was trying to take my blood pressure and the thing was getting tighter. It was like, and then it stopped and you know how it's like, and then it goes, and kind of releases a little bit and it goes, and releases a little bit and then it goes, and it's done. No, it went all the way as tight as it could and then it stopped. And then it was like, and started going tighter.
Oh my God.
I was like, ow.
So it went the other way. That's hilarious.
And she's like, oh my gosh, do you want me to stop?
I'm
like,
yeah. I'm so sorry.
So we did my left. Same thing happened. Nope. She's like, I don't know why this machine doesn't like you. She's like, it doesn't want to take your blood pressure. So then we did this arm again, and then it finally did. It was like, I was like, oh my gosh.
The AI is taking over, guys. It's taking over. It doesn't follow protocol now.
And then...
I don't know. Not a lot of people are watching. Some of you are probably young. But there's some stuff that you need to do every time you go to your doctor's visit when you're pregnant.
Let's just keep it at that.
And it's been years since I done it. It was so weird.
And it was a dude, though, too. So.
And it was a dude.
Did that cause you anxiety, or was that fine?
No, I was fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought I'd be, like, scared or nervous, but I was just like...
Eh. Wow. See, that... Maybe if it was our first, maybe if it was the first kid, I think you'd be a little more nervous.
Oh, you're right. But
since
right.
Since this is, like, par for the course, you've done this a million times, it wasn't so bad, huh? All right, so after they did that, they did the blood pressure. Did they immediately draw your blood, or did the OBGYN come in? And they offered to do those two services? Just cool. Blood work and that other thing?
Yeah, no, I was with the nurse, weight, whatever, blood pressure. Went to see the doctor, we chit-chatted, history, what I expected. And then we went into the ultrasound room. Got an ultrasound done at 10 weeks, that was weird. And then I did something else.
Oh, they did an ultrasound. Oh, do we have something to show for that? Dun, 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 dun. Poke, aim it at that one. This is your typical ultrasound, but it doesn't tell you much. Unfortunately, we don't know the gender, but we do know that there's a real life baby inside of everything.
Its ratio is half or 1-to-1 head and body.
So yeah, there it is. There's baby. And
let's see, it's 35 millimeters wide, long. Let's see. Oh, and its little heartbeat was so fast. Aww.
So they measured quite a few things to be able to make sure that there's no defects or any issues. And then they ran a blood test for mommy, and they ran a blood test for baby. And they want to make sure that everything's healthy. And it's a little more, we're not considered at risk, but because Evie had that little scare back at the end of January.
Oh, and my
hair?
My
thyroid?
Yeah, because of those two things.
Oh, yeah, because of the thyroid.
Monitor.
They're going to have to monitor her a little bit closer. And that's fine. And what's nice is we're blessed with terrific health insurance, and it's going to cover it all. Speaking of that, so something about the side of pregnancy that people don't really realize is the financial side, is the claim side, is the insurance side. And I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit because that's adulting, that's real life. And I wanted to give some advice. So this is going to be dad's talking for a minute. I'm just kidding.
I'll take a nap.
Evie will take a nap. So we had that scare at the end of January, right? Mm-hmm. And Evie ended up, she was in Target, and we went over this, in the first episode, if you want to check it out, but kind of the layman, not the layman, but like the short Cliff Notes version, Evie had an attack. She went numb in her limbs and she about collapsed. Luckily, she had made it to the guest services and they were helping her, and they ended up calling an ambulance. She was rushed to the hospital. Doherty sat in the front seat, which was awesome. And she ended up going through 4 or 5 hours of tests. You know, got an IV, got all these drugs, you know, to deal with what was going on. And they concluded that it was her gallbladder. We did, at that time, that's kind of when we found out that we were pregnant. Evie got an ultrasound. We did blood work, and they said everything was fine. So
the bill, remember, for the fetal ultrasound?
Yeah, so they double billed us. Bill
for the like, hospital, like, ultrasound, the regular ultrasound that I got, I guess, for my gallbladder, or to figure out what's wrong. And then they, just in case, they checked the baby too, because we told them that I thought I was pregnant. And we got
two different bills for the exact same ultrasound.
For the same ultrasound.
No difference. It was like, all right, let's check baby. Okay, baby's fine. Let's check your stomach.
So one said fetal ultrasound and the other one said, what was it?
Abdominal.
Yeah.
Abdominal ultrasound is so dumb.
So dumb.
Made me angry. So anyway, as an adult, you got to figure out how to pay for that. You got to work with insurance companies. You can't just give them your insurance card because everything doesn't work out as planned. And we ended up getting a bill for the full amount for the ambulance. They sent us a thing that said, for some reason, your insurance isn't covering the ambulance. You need to contact them and make a claim. And I saw the claim, and they did, and I'll call them later. But interestingly enough, if you remember from episode one, I told you guys that Target told us, and the reason why we took an ambulance is that they covered it. They said that they cover it. It's a part of their insurance. And I was like, fantastic. This is great. And Evie ended up taking it. I mean, because they kind of compelled her to. She's like, I want to wait for my husband, blah, blah, blah. But they're like, no, you need to go. Let's go. If you think it's a heart attack, let's go. And so now we're stuck, you know, holding the bill. And I called the claims department last week, and I basically got mad at them. And they're like, no one filed an incident. I'm like, you kidding me? My wife had a heart attack in your guys' store. I'm sorry.
Someone has an emergency in your store and you don't write up a claim for it.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The cops came, station or fire truck came, the paramedics came.
And there
came.
Was no incident. Unbelievable. And so I'm like, look, that's not my fault. You guys aren't following protocol. But you guys said that you were covering all this crap, and I'm going to hold you to it. So anyway, we basically filed the claim for them. No one was going to do anything about it. They're like, oh, I'll talk to my staff. I'm like, whatever. So I told the people who filed the claim, I had to call their insurance, and I said, I'm going to file a claim. My wife collapsed.
Something is in my eye.
We were thinking she had a heart attack. She was rushed to the hospital, and you guys need to cover this. And so Evie talked with – this made me so mad. So Evie talked – I never actually ended up calling them because I didn't have time. But so on Tuesday, I called them. Thursday or Friday, they called us back, and they wanted to get Evie's story. And so they were drilling her. Usually when you get a claim story, you get their testimony, you know, from their words, and they don't like drill you. They were drilling her. And they're like, and she's having to basically defend herself because they were trying to find like inconsistencies in her story. I was so upset that they did this. Oh my gosh, I was so mad. I'm probably gonna call them on Monday, but anyway, they were basically trying to find ways for words that she said that they can basically say, sorry, we don't cover these types of things. And the main thing was, has this ever happened before to her? No, we have not gone to the hospital, the emergency room for a gallbladder attack. We went 2 years ago when Evie thought she had a heart attack, but that's completely different. This, she thought she was having a heart attack, but they deemed it as a gallbladder issue. The other time, they couldn't figure out what it was.
They didn't say anything.
2 years ago, we went, it was like a $4,000 bill, I had to pay, and they said, you're perfectly fine.
I had X-rays done, too.
You're perfectly fine. And it was later that Evie's mom said, you know what, you probably have a gallbladder attack. Issue. And so yeah. that's basically what it was that we deduced, not the doctor. So anyway, I'll call him and yell on tomorrow, probably tomorrow. So
I don't call and yell. Okay, bye.
I call and yell all the time. So that was that. And so it's important. You got to fight for your claims because they're going to bill you. They're going to try to double bill you twice. It's so ridiculous that they get away with this. But I thought I'd share that aspect of Dad's talking. So now back to the real show. Now with all that.
Oh, yeah, that was your little segment.
That was my little segment. So now.
Okay. There's still something in my eye.
Okay. While she's fixing her eye, what I'd like to talk about now, you haven't yawned yet. We still got three yawns. But there's one thing I wanted to say about working with insurance companies. So if you go to the insurance company, the hospital. So if you go to the hospital, a lot of people, vast majority have employer-covered insurance if you work full-time. Other people use Obamacare. Other people use Medicaid. You can actually negotiate with the hospital. So what you do is you give them your medical insurance, right? You can have them file a claim. You don't usually pay anything unless you've got co-pays while you're there. You walk out, you leave, and then they mail you your bill after the insurance has worked it out. It's usually about, 45 to 60 days later. Sometimes it's sooner. But the majority of insurance companies will cover a vast majority of what you've done, okay? So that means that they have already been paid. They've already gotten the 80%, 70%, whatever your plan is. You can negotiate for what you owe. And what you usually do is you wait another 60 days before you start having them send you, you know, those annoying bills. And then you can actually like argue with them and you can say, you know, I only have $300. Your bill says $8. I only have $300. That's all I'm willing to pay. And sometimes you can actually win. Like my brother, he was negotiating his wife's surgery, and he had surgery, and they were able to get a chunk of it out. They were able to get a chunk of it reduced, which is nice. Like some doctors' offices don't do it, some do, but you know, they have to meet quota. They have to meet, you know, their policies in the billing department, and you know, no money is better than a dollar is better than no money, right? So, if you guys want, we can talk about that a little bit more, but that's just like a little tip, an adulting trip that you can do, when you're working with insurance companies. So, that's what we're indeed going to do, with this delivery and whatnot. So, with that being said, let's go on and shift gears to the next, portion of this podcast.
Hold on. I just remembered something.
What?
My bill that's due on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to return one of the shirts. So if I don't return one of the shirts before Wednesday, if I pay the full amount but then return the shirt after Wednesday, what happens?
Just give you a credit to your account.
Okay.
I'd prefer that you return it. Anyway.
Am I going to have the car tomorrow? My back itches.
So... No, you're not going to have the car because your mom needs to switch it with us, right?
Yeah, so I'm dropping you off. So I am going to have the car.
Oh, you're dropping me off? Okay, back up and talk into the mic. All right, so...
Different conversation.
So we were going to talk about now what you're facing daily. So when we first started, there was a lot of fatigue. When we first started, there was a lot of pain. The second or third episode, there was... a lot of, you got sick, right? You had gotten a kind of a sinus infection.
Oh yeah, that was now, before the trip, and it went away like day two or three into the trip.
Yeah, so now we're gonna talk about, you know, what Evie's been dealing with. So what are some of the main ailments? Like, are you still fatigued? Is it more physical pain? Is it mental pain? Is it stress?
Oh, let's hear. Just right now when I was Googling what happens at 11 weeks and how big baby is, blah, blah, blah. It said something about how, and I already forgot what it said, but something about my leg. Like, remember we were out shopping and I told you that my right leg was starting to feel numb or, tired, or what did I say? Forgot what I said. But then when I read what happens at 11 weeks, that's one of the things.
What is it?
I don't know. My legs, my muscles and my legs, and I get tired.
Tired or spaz?
What? No, it wasn't a spaz. What? I need to Google it. Where's my phone?
I don't know.
I'm still sick. I'm still tired. I want to throw up. I have gas.
Evie, remember, we're not doing one word answers. We're not laundry listing here. You need to articulate.
No one wants me to talk about my gas.
I want
to
hear. That's a part of pregnancy. That's a part of dealing with this. There's people. It's valuable for people who want to have kids. It's important for people to realize what it takes to have kids, but it's so worth it. Despite the physical issues, the mint doesn't sound like you agree.
Well.
Is it worth it?
No. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Evie, you can't say that.
Ask me that in like 3 more weeks.
Once you hit past the first trimester. I'm telling you, Evie, the first trimester is the worst. Because I know. I've had three kids.
We never knew about this until now. No, but no, I'm still tired. I want to take naps and more naps.
Are you able to sleep at night?
No.
Would you say that you have restful sleep?
No.
Remember, we're working on the articulation. Not one word answers.
No.
I don't know why. I mean, I remember this happening with Theodore.
You're playing footsie with me.
I like doing
this. I know, but everyone can see it.
We'll change the camera.
No. Well, I will as soon as you start talking.
Okay, so at night, I keep on waking up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock to go, oh, yeah, and I'm already going to the bathroom, like, all the time. Which, I guess, you know, I'm still so confused, and so I have to Google stuff all the time. And I'm like, oh, that's normal this early. I never knew that, because I don't remember this happening with the last three babies. Waking up at three times during the night and going to the bathroom for two of those times. And taking 30 minutes to 45 minutes to fall asleep at night.
Wow. Are you still taking your sleep pills?
Oh, no.
You stopped taking those?
I took one a couple nights ago, and it was my first time in like a month taking it. Just because I didn't want to take them. I mean, I knew I had them, but I'll probably take one tonight because I'm really tired.
That's number five, guys.
I don't know if you noticed, but my big deep hiccups with my burp that comes right after aren't really happening that much anymore.
Oh, good.
You haven't noticed?
You are burping, though. You're burping a lot.
But I'm not going,
and then. Yeah, you're not doing like a hiccups, but. Every time you get into the car, you get out of the car, you belch.
And I can't get up off the, like, watch, you'll see me getting up off the couch when we're done. And it's, Mom, Evie, go to sleep. And I already can't get off of stuff. And it's funny because, like, it's so early. I'm not that. I mean, I'm huge right now because I ate some amazing Hawaiian food, but I mean, baby's only the size of a small lime or something.
Strawberry?
A strawberry. No, bigger than lime. Mira, lime's like this.
Oh, yeah, baby's the size of a lime.
Same thing of a strawberry, I guess.
Oh, baby.
It's a big daddy strawberry.
So something that was interesting. So on Sunday, I ended up having to go to a funeral, unfortunately. An extended family member passed, and it was a great service, and it was great reconnecting with some cousins and whatnot. But we stopped by Grandma and Grandpa's house, and there's one thing that I heard you talk with your sister about that I thought was interesting.
I talked to her for like a minute before we left.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You asked her, and it was kind of fun because it was like this whole sister, like, you're like, do your eyes go blurry when you wake up in the morning or something like that?
Yeah, because
that happened yesterday.
I had just woken up from a nap, and I woke up, changed, chit chatted for 5 minutes, and then we left. So that was what, maybe like a 10-minute window,
right?
And in that 10-minute window, my vision on the left side was blurry for those 10 minutes, and then maybe like a minute after we left. And my sister that's like, how far along is she? Like,
she's
a month ahead of me. I asked her, I was like,
no, 19 weeks.
I was like, does your vision get blurry when you wake up from a nap? And she's like, yeah.
And I guess that's a side effect. That's weird. Or
a first trimester thing or something.
Well, so, I'm glad that we've gotten
past. Like, it's normal, and I was just like, whew. Because I was like, why is my eye? Like, I can't see.
Does your eyes twitch?
Mm-mm, no. It's just blurry.
All right. Well, good. So we've gone over most, I think, of the new ailments that you're feeling with the changes in your body, because it happens to all women. We talked about a lot more gas. We talked about the thyroid issue, it's not getting any better. We talked about vision.
We're going to need to bump up that prescription. Well,
your aunt, it was really interesting. She was talking to us.
Oh, yeah. You need to come with me to my next appointment and say everything Bush said, because I don't remember anything
okay,
she said.
Okay, that's fine. Her aunt was talking to us about thyroid and hypothyroidism or whatever. And they were saying that most of the drugs that they give you out there are synthetic, and that we should try the real stuff. That I don't know what you call
something
that, the natural
40
stuff.
Something about 40 and 60, and I'm on 40, and she suggested the 60.
I don't know what that means, so
I don't remember.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to help you there.
But you other should than call that, her. Have her talk to my doctor.
No, I think
talk to my aunt.
Talk to my aunt. Here's a phone. No, that's not gonna work. But that's kind of a checkup on what's going on. What week are we technically? That's number six.
Last Wednesday, I was at 10 weeks, 3 days. Someone do the math. I just said 11 weeks.
Okay.
When I Googled baby this.
It's got to be more because your sister, I thought, was 18 weeks or is she 14?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we're about 14 weeks on. That means that our due date, and this is the title of the episode, due date, September 28th.
Bah, 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 bah. Bah, bah,
bah. We were hoping for the 21st night of September.
Tell them why, Andy.
Because everybody likes that song, December.
September.
September. I thought it was December. But we're not. And we actually talked about baby names.
Well, the doctor said he can induce me on the 21st. I was like,
But you asked him, can we please?
No, I was like, oh, man. I was like, I was hoping you would say the 21st. He's like, why? I was like, so we can blast September by Earth, Wind, and Fire when I deliver. And he started cracking up. Heck yeah, that would be so much fun.
If we can still do it. We can still do it. It can be an Earth, Wind, and Fire.
If we brought the pill speaker and then the Big Daddy kitchen speaker and like did surround sound.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And then have the lyrics like show up on the screen.
And have like lights going.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We'll play that. We'll make sure and play that song when we're in the hospital.
21st.
We've always had early babies.
No.
Yeah, we have.
No.
I thought our babies were early.
No.
Wow.
Try and guess which out of all three, only one of them was early.
I don't even know. I thought it was Nick, wasn't it? The oldest?
Do you remember how ginormous I was? And I ran around the block. I rode a bike around the block. I walked around the block.
Oh, yeah, you were late. Was it Tono?
Nope.
It was Doherty?
Doherty was early.
I don't remember that. See, these are things I don't remember.
Doherty was supposed to be born on Walt Disney's birthday.
Oh, yeah, and we were going to call him Walt. That's right.
Yeah.
We were going to call Theodore Walt.
We were going to call him Walter.
Hey, if it's a boy, do you want Walter?
No, because Theodore was supposed to be Walter. Remember Walter Theodore?
Walter's middle name's Theodore? His middle name is not Walt.
I know. I took Walt out of the picture.
I know, but what if we have a fourth boy?
Oh, no, I don't want him to be Walter.
Why not?
Because that was supposed to be Doherty.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does to me. Next that question. Doesn't make any
We've been talking about baby names. So what are some
but
of your
we've
biggest?
We've only been looking at girl names.
I know. We both really want a girl. I like Walter. I want a little Walt. I think that would be great.
For a boy.
You haven't said any other boy names.
Alejandro.
No. Next.
Francisco.
Next. Walter.
What?
That was bad.
That was bad. boys' names. No, I don't know. girls' names. I like Eliana.
Okay.
Lillian. And I had a whole bunch of other names, but after we went through the list in the car, I was like, And we keep, or at least I do, Andy's still set on Eleanor.
Yep.
We've been wanting 100%. That name for the last 10 years. 100%. But I don't want it anymore. But when I think of other names, I'm just like,
there's nothing Eleanor. Else. Eleanor's Eleanor. It. So we're thinking Eleanor.
Or Penelope.
That's the first time you said Penelope.
I know. That's the today in the car. That was
we
like,
want a family name. I feel like there's Eleanor's a family name.
It is, but
it's Eleonora, right?
Oh, I don't feel good.
How you feel? What are you feeling right now?
When I was
she's poking right below her sternum, right below her rib cage.
But it's not hard, and it's usually hard when it hurts. It's
probably all that food you had, the katsu. Probably.
Oh, Mobetta's. Why?
It was so yummy.
I wanted you so bad. What was I saying?
We were talking about We were talking about baby names.
I feel like a whole, like, 10 minutes just passed by right now when I put my head back. Eleanor.
Great. I'm glad we agree. It'll
probably just be Eleanor.
I am so glad we agree.
I guess we'll name her Eleanor. Wait, you're a girl, right? Can you yell? Move. Can you yell right here? Because when he did the ultrasound, the baby was right down. Baby was low. I was like, okay, whoa, doctor. Whoa.
But it's not showing my live thing anymore. How come it goes away?
Because your phone's probably not on anymore.
You don't think so? Does it die after half an hour? Oh, I think it cuts out. Oh my gosh.
Well, no, you're right there. Just refresh, dork. When you've seen a what?
No, no, don't read that loud. Okay, so I think we've gotten to the point now where.
Read it.
Scary mommy. What is that? S A H M.
But still, read the rest.
I don't get it because I don't know what that is. I can't get it.
Okay, hold on.
All right, so let's move on to the question and answer portion of it. This might be short. I don't think there's very many people watching. I'm going to scroll from the top, and I'm going to see what people's questions are. Someone asked, I'm your number one fan. Thank you. We are all fans. No one's asked any questions.
Don't be shy.
No one's here. That's the thing.
That's fine. Good night, guys.
Someone said Connor's a great name.
Spina.
I need that to look at stuff. I don't know why you're commenting to something. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Hold on.
I'm not going to be able to see the questions.
Oh, that's good. No, that wallpaper is hard to look at.
I'm not going to be able to see any of the questions, I don't think.
I am a Virgo. I am 30 years old.
Yeah, I don't think anyone asked any questions. Let me go back to my
thing. This is baby number 4. I'm 10 weeks. 11. We're going on week 11. I hope this baby's a girl.
Ask your questions. Come on, hi, Mom.
What else? I'm trying to think of random answers to random questions.
What's your favorite band?
I feel like watching a musical.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't know.
Band, hey, someone asked one. Will you be doing another Switch video where you add people who sent you friend requests? Yes. On the channel. Yes, I will. I've already got 6 people that have sent more, so we'll be doing another one. People seem to like it.
Nice.
That's the YouTube channel. People who add friend requests to me, I add them live and then I make fun of them. It's fun. It's great. People love it. Go to my live video on YouTube. I mean on Facebook. Okay. I think that might do it. There hasn't been really much else, but thanks so much for joining us, guys. I think we're gonna go ahead and end right here.
You guys can watch me stand up and then
you're on your own, girl power.
Wait,
it's on. It's
camera.
On.
You told me this one.
I know. I keep switching them. You need to move. Yep, there's the baby.
Half baby, half mo.
Half baby.
Half mobetas.
Half mobetas.
So, funny thing about mobetas.
Talk louder. Well, talk into the mic.
Oh yeah. In the summer, I assume it's a big family or a couple people that get together and they grill chicken, and it's Mobetta's, it's Hawaiian food. It was
it's this nice chunk of chicken. And it's only chicken, huh? I don't remember them doing steak. But just right behind us, right behind the house in the gas station parking lot in the summer.
It's so
they
good.
They grill some Hawaiian food, some chicken, and oh, that pasta, the macaroni, and oh, that's what I wanted. I wanted that macaroni. When did I want that? Was it Friday last week? What were we doing?
I don't know.
And I was like, do you think I can order just a side of macaroni?
You just wanted their macaroni?
Oh, but then I mixed it all together.
The macaroni from Mobetta's is about $3 for a serving.
It was, for a one scoop. But they do Big Daddy scoops if you guys have never been.
It was really
they
good.
They always do Big Daddy servings.
But... for those who are just joining us, we are in the middle of a question and answer, so please ask us anything. We are parents
asking
of
soon-to-be four. Asking my favorite color, my favorite food, my favorite...
What's your favorite movie?
Who said that?
Some guy.
A movie. So hard. I don't...
Young at Heart?
If I want to say, or I want to think of like Disney classics, like cartoons, I will never give an answer of a movie that's happened in the last 10, 20 years. It's either an old Disney cartoon movie or a movie, probably a musical from the 40s or 50s.
But you gotta give...
Anything with Frank Sinatra in it, probably.
Great.
We'll just go safe with Frankie.
All right. I think that's it. I think we're going to end it right there. We were a little bit late, so hopefully I can edit it and then post it later and put it up on the internet. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us. This is Andy and Evelyn, and you are watching.
Can I go? Okay. Shh. Mom is talking.
You gotta do it right when I say it.
It kills
the dramatic effect.
I want to do something silly and then I think, no, that's dumb. And then I'm like, wait, just do it. Okay, do it again. Ask me again.
Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Andy. This is Evelyn. This is our podcast and you are watching.
Shh. Mom is talking.
It's good, Mom.
Can I throw this mic on the floor?
No, how dare you? Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to
Mom is Talking.
Like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode. This is Andy and Evelyn signing out.